Section 2. Sparta and Athens.
If you were there. Your father, a wandering trader, has decided it is time to settle down. He offers the family a choice between two cities. In one city, everyone wants to be athletic, tough, and strong. They're good at enduring hardships and following orders. The other city is different. There, you'd be admired if you could think deeply and speak persuasively, if you knew a lot about astronomy or history, or if you sang and played beautiful music. Which city do you choose? Why?
Building background. Two of the greatest city-states in Greece were Sparta and Athens. Sparta, like the first city mentioned above, had a culture that valued physical strength and military might. The Athenian culture placed more value on the mind. However, both city-states had military strength, and they both played important roles in the defense of ancient Greece. Spartans build a military society. Spartan society was dominated by the military. According to Spartan tradition, their social system was created between 900 and 600 BC by a man named Lycurgus after a slave revolt. To keep such a revolt from happening again, he increased the military's role in society. The Spartans believed that military power was the way to provide security and protection for their city. Daily life in Sparta reflected this belief. Boys and men in Sparta. Daily life in Sparta was dominated by the army. Even the lives of children reflected this domination. When a boy was born, government officials came to look at him. If he was not healthy, the baby was taken outside of the city and left to die. Healthy boys were trained from an early age to be soldiers. As part of their training, boys ran, jumped, swam, and threw javelins to increase their strength. They also learned to endure the hardships they would face as soldiers. For example, boys weren't given shoes or heavy clothes, even in winter. They also weren't given much food. Boys were allowed to steal food if they could, but if they were caught, they were whipped. At least one boy chose to die rather than admit to his theft. One youth, having stolen a fox and hidden it under his coat, allowed it to tear out his very bowels, or organs, with its claws and teeth, and died rather than betray his theft. Plutarch, from Life of Lycurgus. To this boy and to most Spartan soldiers, courage and strength were more important than one's own safety. Soldiers between the ages of 20 and 30 lived in army barracks and only occasionally visited their families. Spartan men stayed in the army until they turned 60. The Spartans believed that the most important qualities of good soldiers were self-discipline and obedience. To reinforce self-discipline, they required soldiers to live tough lives, free from comforts. For example, the Spartans didn't have luxuries like soft furniture and expensive food. They thought such comforts made people weak. Even the Spartans' enemies admired their discipline and obedience. Girls and women in Sparta. Because Spartan men were often away at war, Spartan women had more rights than other Greek women. Women owned much of the land in Sparta and ran their households when their husbands were gone. Unlike women in other Greek cities, Spartan women didn't spend time spinning cloth or weaving. They thought of those tasks as the jobs of slaves, unsuitable for the wives and mothers of soldiers. Spartan women also received physical training. Like the men, they learned how to run, jump, wrestle, and throw javelins. Women sometimes even competed with men in sporting events. Government. Sparta was officially ruled by two kings who jointly led the army. But elected officials actually had more power than the kings. These officials ran Sparta's day-to-day activities. They also handled dealings between Sparta and other city-states. Sparta's government was set up to control the city's helots, or slaves. These slaves grew all the city's crops and did many other jobs. Their lives were miserable, and they couldn't leave their land. Although slaves greatly outnumbered Spartan citizens, fear of the Spartan army kept them from rebelling. Athenians admire the mind. Sparta's main rival in Greece was Athens. Like Sparta, Athens had been a leader in the Persian Wars and had a powerful army. But life in Athens was very different from life in Sparta. In addition to physical training, the Athenians valued education, clear thinking, and the arts. Boys and men in Athens. From a young age, Athenian boys from rich families worked to improve both their bodies and their minds. Like Spartan boys, Athenian boys had to learn to run, jump, and fight. But this training was not as harsh or as long as the training in Sparta. Unlike Spartan men, Athenian men didn't have to devote their whole lives to the army. All men in Athens joined the army, but for only 2 years. They helped defend the city between the ages of 18 and 20. Older men only had to serve in the army in times of war. In addition to their physical training, Athenian students, unlike the Spartans, also learned other skills. They learned to read, write, and count, as well as sing and play musical instruments. Boys also learned about Greek history and legend. For example, they studied the Iliad, the Odyssey, and other works of Greek literature. Boys from very rich families often continued their education with private tutors. These tutors taught their students about philosophy, geometry, astronomy, and other subjects. They also taught the boys how to be good public speakers. This training prepared boys for participation in the Athenian assembly. Very few boys had the opportunity to receive this much education, however. Boys from poor families usually didn't get any education, although most of them could read and write at least a little. Most of the boys from poor families became farmers and grew food for the city's richer citizens. A few went to work with craftspeople to learn other trades. Girls and women in Athens. While many boys in Athens received good educations, girls didn't. In fact, girls got almost no education. Athenian men didn't think girls needed to be educated. A few girls were taught how to read and write at home by private tutors. However, most girls only learned household tasks like weaving and sewing. Despite Athens' reputation for freedom and democracy, women there had fewer rights than women in many other city-states. Athenian women could not serve in any part of the city's government, including the assembly and juries, leave their homes, except on special occasions, buy anything or own property, or disobey their husbands or fathers. In fact, women in Athens had almost no rights at all. Sparta and Athens fight. As you learned earlier, Sparta and Athens worked together to win the Persian Wars. The Spartans fought most of the battles on land, and the Athenians fought at sea. After the war, the powerful Athenian fleet continued to protect Greece from the Persian navy. As a result, Athens had a great influence over much of Greece. Athenian power. After the Persian Wars ended in 480 BC, many city-states joined an alliance, or an agreement, to work together. They wanted to punish the Persians for attacking Greece. They also agreed to help defend each other and to protect trade in the Aegean Sea. To pay for this defense, each city-state gave money to the alliance. Because the money was kept on the island of Delos, historians call the alliance the Delian League. With its navy protecting the islands, Athens was the strongest member of the League. As a result, the Athenians began to treat other League members as their subjects. They refused to let members quit the League and forced more cities to join it. The Athenians even used the League's money to pay for buildings in Athens. Without even fighting, the Athenians made the Delian League an Athenian empire. The Peloponnesian War. The Delian League was not the only alliance in Greece. After the Persian Wars, many cities in southern Greece, including Sparta, banded together as well. This alliance was called the Peloponnesian League, after the peninsula on which the cities were located. The growth of Athenian power worried many cities in the Peloponnesian League. Finally, to stop Athens' growth, Sparta declared war. This declaration of war began the Peloponnesian War, a war between Athens and Sparta that threatened to tear all of Greece apart. In 431 BC, the Spartan army marched north to Athens. They surrounded the city, waiting for the Athenians to come out and fight. But the Athenians stayed in the city, hoping that the Spartans would leave. Instead, the Spartans began to burn the crops in the fields around Athens. They hoped that Athens would run out of food and be forced to surrender. The Spartans were in for a surprise. The Athenian navy escorted merchant ships to Athens, bringing plenty of food to the city. The navy also attacked Sparta's allies, forcing the Spartans to send troops to defend other Greek cities. At the same time, though, disease swept through Athens, killing thousands. For 10 years, neither side could gain an advantage over the other. Eventually, they agreed to a truce. Athens kept its empire, and the Spartans went home. A few years later, in 415 BC, Athens tried again to expand its empire. It sent its army and navy to conquer the island of Sicily. This effort backfired. The entire Athenian army was defeated by Sicilian allies of Sparta and taken prisoner. Even worse, these Sicilians also destroyed most of the Athenian navy. Taking advantage of Athens' weakness, Sparta attacked Athens, and the war started up once more. Although the Athenians fought bravely, the Spartans won. They cut off the supply of food to Athens completely. In 404 BC, the people of Athens, starving and surrounded, surrendered. The Peloponnesian War was over, and Sparta was in control. Fighting among the city-states. With the defeat of Athens, Sparta became the most powerful city-state in Greece. For about 30 years, the Spartans controlled nearly all of Greece, until other city-states started to resent them. This resentment led to a period of war. Control of Greece shifted from city-state to city-state. The fighting went on for many years, which weakened Greece and left it open to attack from outside. Summary and Preview. In this section, you read about conflicts between city-states for control of Greece. In the next section, you will learn what happened when all of Greece was conquered by a foreign power. But first, review the main ideas of this section. Then take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the section assessment questions.